Welcome to the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast.
Diving stop, Seager. Toss on a hop to first. In time to get seven.
Three-run homer, Robinson Cano off the lefty specialist, Fernando Abad. And the Mariners lead it 5-4.
Goodbye, baseball. Straight away, center field. Cano and Cruz go back to back.
And the king, when the Mariners needed him the most, two hits over seven. Scoreless innings.
Now, here's your host, Gary Hill.
Hey, welcome back, Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast. Thanks for being here once again. It's hard to believe. Down to the last three games of the season this weekend. No game last night, so nothing to cover there. But the Mariners taking on the Angels. Game one tonight, 7:07 from L.A. Gonzalez against Skaggs in game one of the series. It's hard to believe we are down to it. In this podcast, with no game yesterday, we're going to do a few different things. We're going to hear from Edgar Martinez. Rick Riz sat down with Edgar to talk about, in this 40th anniversary celebration, to talk about some of the past moments gone by. So Rick Riz with Edgar. And also, I'm going to unveil the year that was. This is the long unedited version. I have to somehow edit the version you're going to hear down to 7 minutes, basically cut it in half. But you get to hear the entire version, all the great moments from this season. So the year that was leading into this week and the final three games, and then we'll talk again on Monday, which will be the last podcast for a while. It's just hard to believe. So let's start with the year that was.
This is the week that was.
A look back on highlights and events of the Mariners' past week.
On Mariners Magazine.
We are thrilled to unveil this beautiful new statue today. Since this ballpark opened in 1999, we have been waiting to complete the look at our front door. The finishing touch, so to speak. Today, we finally have the perfect piece that will welcome fans for generations to come.
Here's the pitch. Swing, and it's socked into right field. This sends Haniger back. He's twisting. He's turning. He's looking up, and Ichiro has gone deep for a home run. 2-2. Swing, and it's barreled up left field. Trouble. Heredia racing back. He's at the wall. Heredia leaps, and he makes the catch. He takes it back, his second robbery of the season. 1-0 to Ruiz. He swings, rifles this high, left center field, towards the gap, and this is off the very base of the wall. Seager scores. Valencia is coming home. Dyson puts on the Jets. He crosses home plate standing, and Carlos Ruiz has cleared him off with a double out to left center field.
Also, to see the ovation of the fans, you know, they were supporting me. And I say thank you to them because, you know, they were real good to me when I was
the
here.
The pitch of the way, swinging a line drive, base hit into right center field. Dyson running third, heading home. Up with the ball is Garcia. Throw to the plate, not in time. Dyson scores. Walk off, RBI single by Guillermo Heredia. And the Mariners win it 5-4 here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Here's the windup by Cobb in the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a drive deep into the gap in right center field. Going. Goodbye, baseball. Into the Mariner bullpen. Nelson Cruz with his 100th career home run as a Seattle Mariner, number 297 for his major league career. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a drive deep to right field. Way out of here, a bird deck. Grandma, get out the rye bread and mustard. It is grand salami time. Mike Zunino with his first career grand slam here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Holy smokes, and the Mariners now lead the Rays 9-1. And from Mike Zunino, 4, 5, 6, 7, count them up. 7 runs batted in from Mike Zunino tonight.
It's growing every day. It's a process. You know, it's just one of those, I got good pitches to hit today. Finding little things to iron out every day, and it's just nice. Now I have an idea of what I want to try to accomplish, so every day I can go into the cage and make sure that's good before I go out into the field.
The 2-1 pitch, swinging a line drive into right center. Over is Dyson. He's there. Ball game is over. The Mariners win it 7-1 over the Tampa Bay Rays as Ariel Miranda goes all the way and gives the Mariners their first complete game from a starter this season. Pitch. Swinging a ground ball, slow roller. Third base side, charging, barehanded the ball, and overrunning the ball is Daniel Robertson. He can't find the handle. That is going to be an infield base hit for Danny Valencia. Holy smokes, he is 9 for his last 9. 2-1 pitch, swing and a fly ball, deep to center field. Buxton going back, looking up. Goodbye, baseball. Magic here at the corner of Edgar and Dave. Mike Zunino with a walk-off. 2-out, 2-run home run here in the bottom of the ninth inning. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss and a fastball at 101, strike 3, and the ball game is over. The Mariners win it 4-2 over the Toronto Blue Jays. Edwin Diaz's nickname is Sugar, and how sweet it is.
The pitch to Seager. Swing on it, driven to right field. And that will get down. One hop off the fence. Here comes Smith around third. He scores, and the Mariners win it. 1-1 pitch to Dyson Bunt. Takes it with him. First base side. Verlander can't get it. Neither can Miggy. Tried to flip it. There's a first base hit as he breaks up the perfecto here. Second perfect bunt by Dyson this week.
Swung on and drilled to left field. This is crushed. This is back. This is gone. Zunino continues. Mike Zunino, his 10th home run this month, his 11th of the season, and he has given the Mariners a 1-0 lead. For Mike Zunino, RBI 31 in the month of June, and that one was smashed.
I think I'm going to have to scratch off every month on the rest of the calendar and just put June on it.
The pitch on the way to Nelly, swinging a drive deep into the gap in left center field. Cruz with 300 home runs in his major league career.
Felix with 2,303 strikeouts. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and down he goes. Number 2,304, he passes Hall of Famer Juan Marichal on the all-time list, 49th by himself on the career strikeout list for Felix Hernandez.
Come on, somebody just take a picture?
Yeah, Cruz brought up his phone.
And, no way.
Wants a picture with Joe West.
Hey, 5,000 games.
The oldest guys in the game.
I think I'm going to frame it. You know, you don't have the chance to take a picture with Joe West every day, especially on the field. So, you know, to be able to have that, it was nice.
Hard hit into right, back at the wall. Cano puts the AL on top, 2-1.
Robinson Cano.
And I'll MVP?
Well, I mean, he's run like all of them. I mean, everyone is a great one. And thank you for those fans who bought for me and whoever picked me to come to the All-Star.
Paxton's 1-2. Curveball is a strike 3 call. Second time Chris Young has been caught admiring the hook from James Paxton tonight, as Paxton has now tied a career best 10 strikeouts tonight against the Red Sox.
Yeah, you know, my arm just felt really good today. Had the big fastball.
The 0-2 to Segura, swinging a ground ball up the middle. In behind second, Bogaerts. He's got an off balance on the first out in time. The Mariners win it.
The payoff pitch. Swinging a ground ball up the middle, and it's into center field for a base hit. Ben Gamel, a single to begin the bottom of the third. Now a 15-game hitting streak. Here's the pitch to Martin. Swinging a drive deep to right field. Holy smokes, welcome back. And this one is off the windows of the Hit It Here Cafe. And here he is, third baseman Adrian Beltre. How about this, folks? Felix Hernandez walking in off the mound, walking up to home plate. All the way up to Adrian Beltre. He's just giving his good buddy a hug. How about this ovation for Jerrod Dyson from the fans here at Kauffman Stadium? A standing ovation. Jerrod takes his helmet off, tips it to the crowd. Listen to the ovation here at Kauffman Stadium. And the 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, swing, and a line drive down the right field line, a fair ball in toward the corner. Here comes double number 500 up with the ball. Bonifacio, the throw in, is cut off by the second baseman, Merrifield. Around to third goes Gene Segura and Robbie Cano. Welcome to the 500 double club.
Well, it's mean a lot to me. I mean, it's a good accomplishment. You know, I know I got a lot of years left of me, and then I just got to keep playing. I mean, thank God that I get that out of my shoulder and keep playing again, and let's see if we win the game tonight.
The 1-1. Swing, and this is shot to center. Lorenzo Cain has turned. He is saluting, and this bangs off the batter's eye in center field. Nelson Cruz just took a brick out.
That was absolutely amazing. Up to the waterfalls.
Next pitch. Swung on. Here's a drive deep to right. Going back on the track, and it is gone. A home run, Leonis Marte. 7-6 Mariners here in the 10th. Yeah, baby.
Oh, we'll unveil the number 11. Never to be worn again by a Seattle Mariner. Alex, Tessa, and Jacqueline, let's unveil Edgar's number 11.
Thank you for taking me as one of your own and welcoming me in your homes. You were a force that kept me going. I am so grateful. Thank you, Seattle.
From the stretch, and his first pitch on the way. Fastball swung on, line drive caught by Vieira. Holy smokes, what a catch! Thiago Vieira, his first pitch of the major leagues, came back at him just as fast as he threw it.
On the way to Robbie, here she comes. Knuckleball swing and a fly ball to left field. Back of the ball toward the corner is Kemp. Can't get to it. It's over his head. This one will roll all the way to the wall. And in its second, with a double, goes Robinson Cano. Career double number 506. And Robbie Cano has just tied the Bambino Babe Ruth for 57th place on the doubles list. And when you put your name alongside a guy like Babe Ruth, you are on your way to the Hall of Fame.
The 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, and down he goes. A wicked slider down in the zone, and Leak has done it. He keeps the tying run, stranded at third, and he is gone. Seven complete, only allowing two runs to the A's. Walks off to an ovation. What a night he has had in his Mariners debut.
Here she comes on the way, and it's low and outside. The ball gets up by Maxwell. Here comes Segura. He scores, standing up. The Mariners win it. Holy smokes, 7-6. The Mariners win it on a wild pitch.
Here's the 1-2. Swung on, hit hard the other way, down the line. That's a fair ball. Here comes Haniger. He'll march home. Cano rounding first base. He's going to glide into second. And Robinson Cano, an RBI double, his 30th double of the season. 13 years in a row for Robinson Cano with 30 or more doubles. Only Stan Musial has done that in the history of Major League Baseball.
Zunino, a 470-foot homer earlier. The next pitch. He swings, pelts this out to center field. This is torched. It is up. It is gone. Destroyed inside the Rangers bullpen in right center field. Congratulations, Mike Zunino. Have yourself a night and a memorable one at that here in Arlington, Texas. Mike Zunino now with 23 home runs, a new single season best. It's a multi-homer night for Mike Zunino, who has made it now 8-1 Mariners. We are about to see some history. This is going to be fantastic. Dave Valle, who else would do the honors as Valle is making his way towards home plate? Arms extended. He's ready to go. Kevin, this is a man, ceremonial first pitch. He is up on the rubber. He's taking the sign. He's coming home with the pitch, and he bounces it towards home, and Valle down to his knees makes the stop. And Kevin, it doesn't matter what you do, Kev. We love you. That was fantastic. Hugs all around. He and Valor hugging halfway towards the pitcher's mound.
It's Felixy. It's Boblin.
The stretch and the pitch on the way to Robbie. Swing and a fly ball into straightaway center field and deep. Going back, Gomez to the track, to the wall. Goodbye, baseball. There's number 300 for Robinson Cano. His 300th career home run ties him at 144 on the home run list, along with Chuck Klein and Ryan Braun. Robbie Cano gets it tonight. Here on a Thursday night, September the 21st of 2017. Here's the windup and the 3-2 pitch, and it's strike three called. And that will retire the side, and it's strikeout number 10. And Orozco Ramirez has matched his career high for the third time in his major league career. Ramirez has fanned 10 hitters. He has retired 18 Indian hitters in a row. On the way to Nelson Cruz, swinging a fly ball deep into the gap in right center field. This one is going, and this one is gone. Goodbye, baseball. Nelson Cruz with a walk-off two-run home run here in the bottom of the ninth inning. And the Mariners come from behind and beat the Indians tonight. A final score of 3-1. who better to talk with one of the guys that wrote one of the biggest chapters in the history of this franchise, and Mariners hitting coach and one of the greatest players the Mariners have ever seen, the best DH in the history of baseball, Edgar Martinez. And Edgar, what a weekend for you. It's absolutely amazing. On Friday morning, you raised the number 11 flag on top of the Space Needle. Last night before the ball game, the ceremony to retire your number 11. What's going through your mind here on this Sunday afternoon?
It's just been an amazing weekend. I feel so fortunate. All this thing has been an incredible time, and I'm just looking forward, reflecting, and trying to enjoy my last day of the weekend.
You have a lot to look back and reflect on. When you do that, is it possible to pick out the greatest moment for Edgar Martinez over 18 years wearing one uniform of the Seattle Mariners?
Yeah, I mean, I had a great career here in Seattle. Obviously, some moments in my career stand out. Obviously, the 1995 playoffs, my first All-Star game, some of the playoffs that we played, my retirement, and now this weekend. I mean, it's been an amazing journey. So many special moments.
Last night, number 11 retired here in Mariners history alongside Ken Griffey Jr.'s number 24. Junior here last night, Lee Elia, Sammy Perlazzo, Alvin Davis, so many of your former teammates and people that helped you become the hitter, the ball player, the person that you are. What was that like to see everybody come back last night prior to the ball game?
Yeah, it's been great. A lot of memories. Obviously, Lee and Perlazzo, haven't seen them in a long time. It was great to see them, just having a great time and remember some of the times that we spent together with Lee in the cage and with him as a coach, just a fun time.
All right, let's go back to October 1995, Game 5 of the American League Division Series. First of all, you guys lose the first two games of that set in New York. Game 2, Jim Leyritz hits a home run in 15 innings. The long flight back to Seattle. You guys have to win three games. What was that flight like for you, and what was going through your mind late in the evening after that second game in New York?
Yeah, even we knew we lost two games in a row, and we were basically against the wall. But we felt actually it was a positive time for us. We didn't feel like the series was over. We feel all we need to get is the first one, and we knew that the fans were going to play a big role. And it happened. We won the first game, and then we gained a lot of confidence after the first game.
Yeah, Randy Johnson got you the first win in Game 3. And then, you know, long before the double, the day before the double, you had a great Game 4. You hit two home runs, won a grand slam, and had seven runs batted in. Tell us about the grand slam and the two home runs against the Yankees in Game 4.
It was against Wetland, the home run, the grand slam. So I knew I got to stay on the fastball. Even I believe I was behind in the count. I said I just got to stay on the fastball, make sure that I make solid contact. I got the fastball, was pretty much middle of the plate, and I put a good swing on it. The three-run homer that came earlier in the game, that was of Caminiti, and that pitch was way inside, and to tell you the truth, it was a reaction, and I was able to get enough of the big part of the bat, kept it fair, but that was also a reaction. And yet I just put a perfect swing for that pitch.
And after Game 4, that allows you to play a Game 5. And what a Game 5 it was. One of the greatest games, the greatest game in the history of this franchise. You came up with the biggest hit. In the ninth inning, Jack McDowell comes in and gets you in the ninth inning. Randy Johnson comes on in the top of the ninth inning in relief. It was quite a battle. They take a lead in the 11th, 5-4. Bottom of the 11th inning, Joey Cora. A leadoff bunt single. Two pitches later, Junior gets a base set up the middle. Here comes Edgar Martinez. First pitch, I believe, a fastball for a strike. Can you take us through the rest of the at-bat? Because right now, before you even speak, I have goosebumps. Take us through that at-bat, Edgar.
You know, in the previous at-bat, it was kind of a similar situation, and I struck out with a split. And I knew if I get behind in the count my second time around, I knew that I was going to get splits after that. And I told myself, you know, just look over make sure they celebrate it, and just put a, don't try to do too much. And I got fell behind in the count, and then after that I started looking for split, and it was celebrated. So I was able to see it well. I put a good swing on it. The rest is history. It was a very fun moment for me and our team.
How many times do you replay that in your mind?
You know, not as much anymore, but I remember right after that series, it was in my mind for quite some time. And those are moments that you hold on to.
Number 11 up there, that's going to be fantastic for you and everybody else to see alongside Junior's number 24. What a special moment last night. And Edgar, if anybody deserves it, it's Edgar Martinez.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much, Rick.
Edgar, thanks a lot for being our guest. And I'll tell you what a weekend to honor Edgar Martinez. And thank you for some tremendous memories. And because of you and the guys, we have this beautiful ballpark, and baseball will live on forever here in this city. Thank you, Edgar.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Producer-engineer Kevin Kremen here. I can't be the silent one in the booth any longer because I'm just so darned excited about Felix Hernandez Perfect Game Bobblehead Night, Saturday, May 25th versus the Rangers. The first 20,000 fans through the door will get this outstanding collectible of the King's Perfect Game, courtesy of Root Sports. It's Felixy, it's bobbling, it's the perfect addition to your collection. Get your tickets at Mariners.com. Okay, now I'm going to go back to being the strong silent type again. Sorry if I got a little out of hand there. Mariners baseball, true to the blue.
See you later!